Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that Jacob once spent the whole night in prayer to God? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we see in Genesis chapter 32 that Jacob, you know, he organizes everything, he sorts himself out. And this is important. If you want to have a spiritual life, you've got to have order in your natural life. You can't be unorganized and chaotic and not taking care of business, not fulfilling your responsibilities and try and go out on a limb and be someone that hears from God and serves God in a spiritual sense. The natural and the spiritual, they parallel each other. If you are disciplined in your spiritual life, you should and will be disciplined in your natural life, and vice versa. If you're disciplined in your natural life, you should and can be disciplined in your spiritual life. And so Jacob was very organized. He was very structured. He was a successful businessman. He sorts everything out, and the Bible says he's left alone. You know, a friend of mine used to say this, he can't pray properly until he cleans his room. And it's so true. There's a divine order sometimes in just cleaning your house, cleaning your room. You know, Jesus, when he rose from the dead, if you read the scriptures, it says that the cloths that were binding him up as a corpse, he folded them neatly and put them in the cave. Interesting. He didn't just take the cloths off and say, okay, let me go out now. I'm now the savior of the world. He actually folded things up, left the tomb nice and tidy. Then he left. Interesting. It's the heart of God. God is a God of order. He's not a God of confusion. So Jacob organizes everything, sorts it out, and he finds there's a man there. Now, the Bible says it's the angel of the Lord. It's the capital A angel. This is Jesus. And Jacob starts to wrestle with him, and he starts to plead with him in saying, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And he wrestles with God all night. But what a cry. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. This is what Jacob says. And so it wasn't just a one-off prayer. Okay, God, I'll leave that in your hands now. I'm off now to get back to natural things. He wrestled with God. He travailed with God. That's a saying they used in the olden days in the old revivals. They travailed with God. They gave birth to something in God. And so many of the great revivalists, Jonathan Edwards, who's responsible for the first great awakening in American history, he spent almost, I think, 3 days in prayer and fasting before he delivered his famous sermon, which shook the people who heard it, and it just spread like wildfire across the 13 colonies of America. Revival gripped that part of the world before America was even a nation. And you see the effects of that to this day in their culture, in their history, in their traditions, that revival hit America. But it started with a man travailing with God, birthing something in his spirit with God. And Jesus said this, men ought always to pray and not faint. That's Luke chapter 18, verse 1. But even Jesus himself wrestled with God. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, Jesus, before he went to the cross, he wrestled with God. He went into the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, Lord, if you can take this cup from me, please take it from me. He was wrestling with God. He didn't want to die. He was a man. No man wants to suffer such a cruel death, crucified, nailed to a cross, humiliated, beaten. But in the end, he obviously sensed in his heart God saying, you have to do it, son. And then Jesus, after wrestling with God, he says, not my will, but your will be done. And I want to encourage you today, do what you got to do with God to get what you're looking for from him. If you sense God leading you somewhere, don't be afraid to press into God. And sometimes it might take longer than 5 minutes. Sometimes it might take longer than a one-sentence prayer. That stuff's easy. But sometimes to really birth a miracle, to really birth a move of the Holy Spirit, you've got to travail with God. You've got to birth something with God. And, you know, as we do that, God can use us. And I love what happens after Jacob wrestles with God. The Bible says that God says to him, you shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. It's like he got the blessing, but he was praying all night. It's cray cray, so long to pray all night. But he got the blessing where God says, your name's now Israel. You're the founder of a nation, my people, my nation. All because a man spent a night with God.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.